The Director General of the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, Air Commodore Kwame Manfe, has described Kutukan International Airport as one of the safest in the sub-region. He said the number of international airlines using the airport attests to the fact that the KIA is one of the best. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, Air Commodore Manfe pointed out that since the June 2nd Allied air crash, no airline has stopped operations. He said currently the runway is under operation because it operates only 30%. He noted that 1.5 million passengers use the airport yearly. Air Commodore Manfe said the springing up of houses around the airport is due to poor planning.
Kutukan International is a very, very safe airport. In fact, it will be difficult to quantify and put a figure to it, but there are indicators to that fact. Look at the number of international carriers flying into Accra. All the legacy carriers, by legacy I mean the KLM, the British Airways, those old-timers, have been flying into Accra all these years. And by their own assessment, they place Accra very, very high on the list, especially within Africa. So Accra is very safe, and since the incident, no airline has stopped operations into Accra as a result of the determination that it's unsafe.
The president of Ghana Institute of Architects, Adote Brown, disagreed with suggestions that the airport should be relocated. He said a single incident should not be used as a yardstick to judge the safety of the airport. Mr. Brown said Kutukan International Airport is safe. He, however, challenged Ghana Civil Aviation Authority to take steps to meet the Federal Aviation Agency FAA Grade 1. He said Ghana is now placed on Grade 2 because it does not meet the FAA standard. A retired pilot, Reverend Emmanuel Woolley, who gave statistics of accidents at the airport, said in the 1970s there were 9 accidents. He described the 2nd June accident as unfortunate. The panelists agreed that there should be discipline in the aviation industry. They commended the security agencies for the swift response.